You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora te whānau, you're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. We've got a special guest in the studio. Welcome, Jules Akab. How are you?
I'm good. Morning, everyone listening.
Hey, it's really nice to have you in here, hot on the heels of an extremely incredible performance at our Fancy New Band Showcase back in May, which I think, I mean, everyone knew it was going to be good, but it blew people's minds a little bit. Everyone was talking about your set afterwards. How did you feel it went?
I was surprised, to be honest. I thought it was going to be, like, above average, but yeah.
Just above average, yeah. Set your sights at a strong middle ground and you'll be good, yeah.
Yeah, it was good, though. I could see the crowd gradually moving towards it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really awesome. And we are talking to you because you're playing an awesome free gig tonight, which is called Flow. It's happening at Whammy Backroom, and Jess Fu's going to be DJing, and Samara Alofa is also going to be playing, which is a mean little lineup.
Yeah.
You've been making tracks for a wee while, but starting to, I guess, get a little bit more traction at the moment. How long have you been, I guess, writing for?
Since I was 18 and I'm 26 now, so about 8 years, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
It must be quite cool to look back on everything you've done then and see the new music you're sort of like working on. Do you feel like there's a direct through line in what you've been writing, or do you feel like you're moving into a new space? How do you feel about that?
I spent the first like 2 to 3 years being a battle rapper, which was, and then I just kind of felt that, you know, I got sick of being insulted and people insulting me.
It was a bit negative. It was exhausting.
Yeah, it was. Because I'd be every Saturday. So I started moving towards writing hooks and stuff like that instead.
So what is the battle rap scene like for people who aren't really familiar with it? I know you've moved out of it now, but I'm curious.
Oh, it's just very messy. You'll call someone out somewhere and then see each other on the weekend and then have a battle rap and maybe people will listen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty sick though. But as you say, you are moving into this more like, I guess, traditional's not the right word, but maybe like radio playable kind of music. And you've been working with cool people. A track that we have loved here at BFM is Tricknology, which you had Wi-Fi on on the production there. Who is in your crew, or like who are the people that you go and I guess like show your tracks to when you're writing them or when you're working on stuff?
One of the rappers from Fancy New Band, Lavasa. We've been friends for ages because I'm actually really good friends with his older brother.
Oh, cool.
Etheric Sleep, who's like my go-to producer from Wellington. And then there's another kid called JHL, who's like 15 or 14.
Whoa.
Yeah, because we were working together and then he said he was worried about starting NCA next year.
And you're like, hang on.
I was like, whoa, wait, what? But yeah, he like makes music like Sophie.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's super cool. Man, we've talked about this quite a bit actually since Sophie died, but she's had such an influence on the kind of like production that people are doing in so many different genres, not just hyper pop, but in hip hop, you know, the kind of stuff she was doing with Vince Staples was crazy and no one else was really working in that space. It's pretty special. Who were some of the people that you have looked to as a musician? Because everybody thought that it was Jules Akab for ages here, but it is a Cab, and I know that's a reference to someone that you listen to a lot as a teenager.
Yeah, Bala Macab, I'm a big fan of. Yeah, I actually like electronic music more than rap music, personally.
I think that seems to come through in the production you work with quite often. How do you listen? When you're writing, do you listen to stuff, or do you kind of try and separate those two things out for yourself?
It depends. It really depends how my writer's block feels, and then I'll just approach it in a different way depending upon.
Yeah, big time. So apart from Bala Macab, who else have you kind of like, I guess, touched on as like a reference point for yourself or someone who's been inspiring to you?
Isaiah Rashad, because he's very honest in his music. JPEG Mafia, just because he's super experimental.
Yep.
And Kendrick Lamar and Andre 3000.
Yeah.
Those would be big ones.
Yeah. They're legends as well.
Yeah.
And your music I find really interesting because it's super personal, but there's also quite like a lot of bravado in some of your tracks. Where's the line for you between, I guess, saying something that feels like honest and vulnerable and also like putting on the performance aspect of it? Because I guess that must be kind of a tricky line to tread sometimes.
I like to do both so that I can get stuff out that's on my mind, but then mask it within stuff that's not cliche, but like more of the genre.
Yeah.
Just so that someone can't decipher it if they listen to it straight away. Is he being serious or did he make that up?
Yeah. It's not your diary entry necessarily.
Yeah. It's like I try to muddle it so that it's both.
when you came up to play some live tracks up here for Will on Fancy New Band, I remember you saying you kind of thought of yourself as a poet, maybe before a rapper. Did you write before putting things to beats, or do you just kind of think of your writing as poetry full stop?
It depends what mode of thought I'm in. If I'm trying to make a song, I guess it's, Jay Dilla said something, which was that you have to try and capture the emotion and make people feel the vibe of it, and that's the most important thing. Beforehand, I'd be trying to write the lyrics and make them real dense and intricate and stuff like that, but I kind of just go with whatever the vibe I'm trying to illustrate is.
Yeah. We're going to listen to the track Shine Through, Shine Through. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about this without giving all your secrets away, I guess.
Yeah.
But where was your head at when you were writing this song?
So my grandfather passed away from cancer a couple years ago, and I felt real bad because at the funeral I couldn't get up and speak a eulogy just because I was too emotional. So I kind of wrote this song, and then coming on the show and playing it live last time, it kind of cleared my mind about that whole thing.
Yeah. I felt like even listening to that, without necessarily, without necessarily knowing the story of that, that kind of emotion did come through really strong. It felt like a really special moment. Is that a song that you perform live, or is that one, I mean, you performed it here on the radio, but performing live in like a club setting is quite different. Is that one that you would put in a set when you go out, or is that more one that you keep for a more like private or personal space?
Probably more private and personal. It depends what the vibe of the room was, but usually I'm trying to get people to thrash and mosh and stuff like that.
Yeah. Who are some of the other people that you're enjoying at the moment? You mentioned Sol Lavassa and some cool as people like Wi-Fi have been, you know, worked with you before. Who have you got your eye or your ear on right now?
I tend to like anything that Noah Records is doing.
Yeah.
Just from their whole spread, because Navarre or Stranger Schofield's really good as well.
Yeah.
I do listen to a lot of Tom Scott still. Rizvan from the North Shore. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never realized Rizvan's from the North Shore. That feels like incongruous in my mind with how I've listened to his music, I guess.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is. Yeah,
that's
me. Yeah.
So I guess if people are coming along tonight, it's free, and it's free until it's full, basically. So you got to get down there early. If people came to Fancy New Band, it filled up very, very fast.
Yeah.
So don't be a dingus. Get down there fast tonight. What can people expect from a set of yours, Jesse?
If it goes the same way as last time, then a mosh. Yeah.
Sounds like a very good time. Also performing tonight is Jess Fu, BFM's own, and the wonderful Samara Alofa, who is just awesome. If you've never seen them play before, it's a pretty special experience. Jesse, thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us this morning. Okay. Let's have a listen to Shine Through, Shine Through.
Shine through, shine through. Earthen, shed tears like scales off a serpent. My nerve went buried in the dirt, scary and it hurt, deeper than a mortal wound. Mama raised me out the womb in the suffrage. Surrogate, we faced the pain, handheld like grandpa when he faced his last day. Sun kissed the sky and the sky fell through the ground. Ground swallowed him up, I let my pops down. Couldn't speak the eulogy, usually the loudest at the table. Embalming fluid, my intellect disabled, felt I failed. Couldn't look him in the eyes as it happens. Life hanging, I was laughing with my friends. Wasn't thinking about the end. Try to remember him as he was with the strength up in his hands. Got that strength up in my head, and I think that I depend on the numbness to pretend it ain't affecting me. Cold as water, cold as trying soil. This grave on mark, the hate that park. Took 12 months to visit it. I ain't know if I talk of these weird spirits. Visions of me living with him in times before I flew southbound. Fell into petty crime. The chemo came in rounds, began to take away his mind. Sun kissed the sky, and the sky fell through the ground. Ground swallowed him up. I let my pops down. In due time, these scars might heal. His eyes were hard like steel, then cold like steel. Raw deal, Brody cover for me. How the fuck I'm supposed to feel? How the family down, I was hardly around.
BFM.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.